and I hope you have your seatbelts on. I'm praying right now that whatever you have to do after service is out of your mind. This is the house of the Lord. We are in His house. This is His place. This is His sanctuary. And this is the word of God that is going to come forth in the name of Jesus. So let's turn to the Gospel of John. Let's start in chapter 17. Not used to holding a mic while I preach, so just bear with me because I like to use my hands. So feel a little restricted, but there's God. Amen? Amen. And we're going to begin in verses 20. And before we start speaking the word, amen, I want to share with you that if you have a Bible with red letters, that is Jesus speaking, okay? And in the Gospel of John in chapter 17, this is right before Jesus was arrested. And one, he went away from the disciples and he prayed, one, for himself. He was praying for himself. Then he prayed for the disciples. But then we go to verses 20. Now he's praying for us.
Amen.
Do you know that the Lord prayed for me and you?
Amen.
At the Garden of Gethsemane? This is powerful. I need you to hear this. And I need you to put on your seatbelts because we're going to go through some scriptures. But put on your seatbelts. I'm serious. God is trying to teach us something today. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to start with verse 20. And it says, this is the Lord saying, the Lord Jesus, I do not pray for these alone. He was talking about the disciples because he was just praying about the disciples before. When you have a chance, go back to the Gospel of John 17 and start from verse 1. I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And this is give. You have a highlighter? Yes. Highlight verse 22. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfect and one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and I have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, and they may behold my glory, which you have given me, for you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. Amen. Do you see how powerful this is? Jesus is praying to God the Father. Amen. And he is presenting to him a final petition, a final prayer before he gets arrested. He knows what's going to happen. But he prays for the unity of all believers. Do you know that we are one in God? That if everyone here is a believer, and I will make an invitation after service, if you're not a believer, hear the word and hear the word of the Lord today.
Amen.
But the Lord was praying right before he died on that cross. And he was praying for you and for me that one day we will all be united as one church, one body. And today we see it today. We are one in Christ, church. We are one. We are united. We're believers and we are united in Christ. And how effective you are in your church will be determined in how united you are within your church. So if you want to see a church flourishing, if it's flourishing, there's unity in the body of Christ. When you see a dead church or a church that is not flowing in the gifts of the Spirit, something is not right. There must be some chaos, disharmony, and disunity. But Christ prayed for that we can all be one. And this unity in the body of Christ will cause you to be ineffective. Listen to me. It will cause you to be ineffective in your own life. Amen. And in your prayer time. If you're not united within the body of Christ, your life is going to be affected by it. Your prayer life will be affected by it because God wants unity. Dark and light cannot mix. God is the light. He is the light of the world. We are the light of the world. So why are we so quickly to bring disharmony, to bring chaos, to bring division into the body of Christ? I don't know. But God is not pleased with that. Amen?
Amen.
It's going to affect every area of your life, every area in your home. Church, we are called to serve in unity so that the love and the glory of God will be manifested in our lives, within our church, hallelujah, that it would be visible and powerfully seen by others, by the world. Let me tell you, the world is looking at us with a magnifying glass. Amen. And they're saying, if this is how you are, if this is that you're acting, I don't want no part of it.
Right.
If this is how you talk to other individuals, I don't want no part of it. If you're so easily offended by me, I don't want no part of it. Because you got to remember, if they offended the Lord, if they rejected the Lord, if they abandoned the Lord, they're going to do it to you. So you already know from the word of God, if they did it to him, they're going to do it to you. So you just got to brush yourself off of that and say, you are not touching my peace.
Amen.
You are not touching my peace. You're not taking me out. This is where I'm standing, and I'm standing on solid ground. I'm standing on solid foundation, and my foundation is founded on the word of God. And if God tells me, leave peace, I leave you, not as the world gives it, but I'm giving you my peace, which surpasses all of our understanding. Amen. We can't even comprehend it. Our minds are finite. We can't even comprehend the peace that people have sometimes. All this is going around you, and you can still have a smile on your face. And I say, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Amen.
Amen. And God left me with peace. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Amen. God. But more than that, and I think Michael was mentioning that as he was praying this awesome prayer this morning. Christ provides everything for Amen. You and me. God has provided everything for you and me. There is union with Christ. That is the main thing. When the Lord Jesus died on that cross and he resurrected, you know what happened? Reconciliation happened.
Amen.
Unity in Christ happened.
Amen.
Bonding happened. Fellowship happened. Hallelujah. Restoration of relationship happened.
Amen.
If we have Christ, we got it all, church.
Amen.
We got it all. Union, and this is what I want to share with you. Union with Christ, unity with Christ provides these three things. I wrote these three things down, and we're going to break them down today. Amen?
Amen.
One, it makes you righteous. That's one. We're going to go into them. It gives you authority. And third, it gives you dominion. Hallelujah. Amen. So in Christ, being united with Christ, it makes you righteous
Amen.
Before the Lord.
Yes.
Not righteous in yourself, but righteous in Christ.
Yes.
You're going to break that down. It gives you authority. Authority. You got power. You got authority over things now. And you have dominion over things. Amen.
Amen.
This is powerful. Because when you are made righteous with God, guess what? He has seated you with Christ at the right hand of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Do you know what privilege that is, to be seated with Christ at the right hand of God the Father? That is powerful. That is what we have in Christ. When you are united with Christ, when you accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you become, look at this, united. You know when a husband and wife unite together, they're united not only in spirit, but they become united in body, in mind and soul. Amen?
Amen.
But greater than that, they become united with a covenant with Christ. They become one in the eyes of God. Men and women become one. Husband and wife become one in the eyes of God. Amen? It's powerful. You got right standing before the Lord. When you do things right, and when you marry at the right appointed time, amen? God is honored. God is honored. Amen?
Amen.
Authority. Do you know that authority? You're a master over disease and sickness. Do you know that you have the authority to come against disease and sickness? Do you know who lives in you? Christ lives in you. Do you know that Christ is perfect?
Yes.
You know Christ has no disease?
Amen.
Never had a disease? Never sinned? Do you know that through Christ you become perfect in His eyes?
Amen.
Because the Spirit of God lives in you? Because the Spirit is perfect, your spirit is perfect. Not talking about the body. I'm not talking about the mind. Remember one thing, in First Thessalonians, and I don't want to go there because I got out of the script. In 1 Thessalonians 5:23, talks about the spirit, the mind, and the body. When you become a new believer in Christ, your spirit is born again, but not your mind and not your body. Amen? And that's the struggle that we Christians have on a daily, daily 24/7. There's a struggle. There's a struggle happening with the flesh. There's a struggle happening up here because your old mindset wants to come back into your new spirit, and it can't happen. You can't allow it, but now you have the authority to say no.
Amen?
Amen? Because you become a master. Because God gave you dominion, now you become a master. A master of your spirit, a master of your mind, a master of your emotions, of your feelings.
Yes.
You have dominion over your emotions. You know, I was reading a book and it said, I don't understand why Christians go through depression. If the joy of the Lord is your strength, why are you depressed? Can I share with you that you have dominion and the authority to come against that darkness, that thing that is trying to cloud your mind? We have dominion. Why? Because the perfect Christ is living in the inside of you. Amen? And Christ is perfect in His spirit. We house the Lord inside of us. He is the holy temple. The Word of God says, be holy for I am holy. So can you walk in holiness? In Christ you can. In Christ you can. Amen? It's by the power of the Holy Spirit. So one, He made you righteous. Let's turn to the second book of Corinthians and let's go to chapter 5. I hope you're learning something just in that little bit. There's a lot more to come. I don't want to scare you. I told you, don't think about what's happening after service. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And this is Paul speaking to the church at Corinth. And he says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf be reconciled to God, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So listen, the Lord has given you access now, and today you are made righteous in Christ. That means you have a position in Christ. You are right standing with God. Hallelujah. Listen, the Lord Jesus on the cross, he became sin for us. He became the sin for us. Amen. So we have the authority now to say no to sin. He became sin for us. He took it all. He took the debt for us. So now because he took all that at the cross, we can have right standing with God. Because again, remember, the old you that was living in darkness, the old you that was living in blinded by the world, when you received Christ, your eyes were open. You became the light of the world. You became, as Christ, the light of the world. God calls us the salt and light of the world. Because now the light of God is shining, is right here. If I see you, I'm seeing Christ. If you see me, you should see Christ. Because Christ is living in the inside of you, and there is light radiating out of you. There's light radiating out of me. And there's unity in the body of Christ. We are now united with the body of Christ. And the ministry of reconciliation that Paul is talking about is the ministry of the good news. Share with them that when the Lord Jesus died on the cross, that gave us the access to have a relationship with God the Father. He reconciled our relationship because our relationship was severed. It was broken through Adam and Eve. They had it all in the garden. Adam and Eve had it all. They had a perfect relationship with God. But when Adam sinned, that relationship was broken. Was broken. No more relation, no more bonding with God the Father. So God, in his perfectness, amen, he sent his son Jesus. He became incarnate. He became flesh. And he sent his son to die on the cross so that today we were able now, when we receive the Lord, we can reconcile ourselves back to God the Father and have an intimate relationship with God. Amen. It's intimacy. The Lord is after intimacy. The Lord is after relationship. The Lord wants you. The Lord wants to unite with you. The Lord wants to speak to you. Amen. You are his child. You are his daughter, his son. Amen. Amen. That ministry of reconciliation is a ministry of the good news. The good news is now you can have a relationship with God the Father. Yes. Now you can say whatever you want. You can pray to God and he will answer. Yes. He will answer because the same way he answered his son, he will answer you because you have Christ in you. Amen. So when God the Father sees you, he sees his son. Amen. Because you carry the same light that his son carried. Amen. There is power in that statement. There is power in his prayer. Amen. That we read about. Hallelujah. So in the ministry of reconciliation, there was an exchange that happened. By faith, you received the Lord. And by faith, he made you righteous in Christ. Amen. That's the ministry of reconciliation. And today, because of that, we have perfect righteousness in God. Hallelujah. It was sealed. If you read Ephesians 1:13, the Spirit of God sealed you with the Holy Spirit of promise. It is a promise. You are sealed by the power of the Holy Spirit. You're his child. You're a believer. You're a Christ follower. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, the Lord took back what the enemy stole from us. Yeah. The enemy had us in darkness. Amen. 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 The enemy had us walking in circles. The enemy had us blinded. But when Christ came into the picture, and when somebody invited you to come to a church, when somebody started talking to you about the ministry of reconciliation, do you know what the Lord did for me? Do you know what the Lord has done for me? Amen. And you're invited to church just like me and you. We came up to the altar and we received the Lord. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't know where this was taking us, but we received God by faith. Yes. Because your work is by faith, because we received the Lord by faith, and by faith is the only way to live today. Amen. Today, you can't live by somebody else's assumptions. You can't live by by your own mindsets. No, we live today by faith because Christ is in us.
Amen.
And the life we live by faith.
Yes.
By faith in God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. So our relationship and our fellowship with God, hallelujah, was reconciled once and for all. Once and for all. And in the same way that God had clothed Adam with glory before he sinned, it is the same way that God today has put on that robe of righteousness. And he says to us, you have been clothed with my glory.
Amen.
Amen. Because we carry the glory of God. The glory of God is inside of us. This is why our body is called the holy temple. Inside of us, it is holy. Because Christ is holy. And because Christ is in us. That's why you have to be very careful what you say,
yeah,
what you do, how you act. Because guess what? The Lord is watching.
Right.
Yes. The Lord is watching. And so is the world. Amen.
Yeah.
So is the world. Let's not forget that. So is the world. So the same fellowship that Jesus had with God, we can now have that same fellowship with God. Amen. That is glorious. To be able to turn to God the Father and ask him and know, God, I know my help comes from you. It comes from the Lord God. Hallelujah. Man can't help me. My pastor can't help me. But God can help me.
Amen.
God can help me. Amen. I mean, you, do you get this? Are you getting this? Do you have access? You have access to God. You have everything that you need in God. Hallelujah. Now you share in the same divine nature of God. Jesus walked in his divine. He was man, yes. He was fully man, but he was fully deity. You know that deity, divineness is inside of you because Christ is inside of you? Don't forget that. And we are so quick to forget that Christ is living inside of us. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So not only do we have access to pray to God the Father, just like Jesus did, hallelujah, but we also have authority. And that's number two, authority. Union with Christ gives you authority. And it gives you the same authority that Jesus had. Can you believe that? Authority? You know the authority that the Lord had? You read it in scripture, in the gospel. Jesus has great authority. But now, because you are one with him, you are united, and now you are bonded with Christ, you have that authority.
Amen.
You have that authority. Amen?
Amen.
Let's turn to the gospel of Luke. Let's go to verse 10:19. This is what it says. Again, you have a Bible with red letters. This is the Lord speaking. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. So when it's talking about serpents and scorpions here in scripture, it is symbolic. It is symbolic because it's talking about the spiritual enemy that we all have an enemy. Do you know that, right?
Yeah.
This, the spirit realm is real when it comes to the devil. The devil wants us dead. The devil does not want us to fulfill that which God has called us to do. There's a real battle going on. There's a struggle going on. But Christ in you. But God in you. Amen. So when it's talking about here the serpents, the scorpions, it's symbolic to the spiritual enemy and the dark forces that we face every day. Do you know that sometimes either a brother or a sister or an unbeliever can come against you. But we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against dark principalities. Yeah. We're fighting spirit realms that the enemy's using to cause chaos, to cause division, to tell you, you know, who do you think you are? You think you are going to accomplish that? Amen?
Yeah.
And then for some of us that are not standing solidly on the word of God, we kind of fall apart. And we say, oh, maybe. And then you start guessing yourself, well, maybe that's not what God called me to do. Maybe I should pursue something else. Maybe I'm not meant to preach or teach. Amen? And then you start double-minding yourself. Your mind starts playing games with you. Amen? But we just read here that now you have the authority. And you got to say, oh, no, I don't receive that. God called me to teach. God even confirmed it through the word of God. That same night that he called me, God told me through 2 Samuel chapter 7 that I was going to build the church.
Amen.
It wasn't I. It's Christ in me building the church. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's not get it twisted either. Hallelujah. Because a lot of people get it twisted. No, it's not you building the church. It's Christ in you building the church.
Yeah.
And you can't build it on your own. You need a body of believers to build a church. I can't build a church on my own. But God called me. He chose me. Why? Maybe because I was being obedient to him from the little things that he had me doing. I started cleaning bathrooms. I started helping out. I started doing Sunday school. You know, no matter what, you know, if I didn't like what the pastor was saying or whatever it may be, but I still remain faithful to the pastor. You know, but God called me. I didn't call myself. The Lord called me. Did I want this to happen? No, I didn't feel I was equipped. I didn't feel I was ready, but God did it. And it took me a while to accept my calling. But God says, those I call, I equip. You're already equipped. You got everything you need to teach my word, to preach my word. Just go. Go by faith and just do it. I will help you. I will be with you because it's not you, it's I in you.
Amen.
It's Christ in me.
Amen.
Amen. So when we realize that we need to get out our own way, then Christ can move in. Amen. Then Christ can speak. Amen. And a lot of times, see, we get in our own heads. We get in our own way. Amen. Even putting our message together. I can't do it. I said, Lord, you need to help me. I don't know what the body needs. But I don't want to teach something that comes out of the air. No, I want you to tell me what I should deliver.
Yeah.
What does the church need to hear? What do I need to hear again? Amen?
Yeah.
And sometimes when you hear the same message two or three times, maybe God is trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you may be saying, well, I already heard these verses.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you haven't applied the verses to your life. So God is trying to get your attention. Maybe God is trying to get my attention. Remember, I'm in the audience just like you are. Amen. I'm not exempt. I'm a pastor, but that's just a title. I'm still a person. I'm still living in this body. I'm still living in the flesh. Do I miss the mark sometimes? Absolutely. But I know who to run to. I know who to run to. And I know I have authority over my mindset. Because the enemy will tell you, oh, you messed up. You missed it. I said, I know. But with God, I'm already reconciled.
Amen.
With God, I can get up and I can do it all through him who strengthens me. So I'm not going to allow that seed of doubt, that confusion to fester in me. I'm going to root it out because I have the authority to do it.
Amen.
You have the authority to root out negative comments that come your way. Don't receive them. Root it out. I said, I don't receive that. You hear a brother or sister talking to you? I'm sorry, but in the church, there's people talking to you negatively. You got to tell them, I don't receive that. I'm a daughter of the Most High God. I ain't receiving that. I know who I am in Christ. And you see, you have to know who you are in Christ. You have to know your identity. You are a son or daughter of the Most High God. You've been adopted by God the Father through Jesus Christ. You got to know who you are. So when things come against you, you got to stop them because you have the authority. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus has given us the authority and the power to do so. And that's the beauty. You have access. You have access to live a life, amen, in peace. I'm not saying that your life will, you're not going to have suffering, you're not going to go through pain or losses. No, we all will go through that. We all gone through that. If Jesus went through that, guess what? We're going to go through it. But what I'm telling you is, while you're going through that, you're going to be at peace. You're going to be at peace. You're going to be at peace. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we have authority over these dark forces. And guess what? It can't harm you. You just read it. It cannot harm you. Not unless you allow it. It cannot harm you. Hallelujah. You know what? Personal wholeness in Christ is possible at conversion. When you became a Christian, the Lord deposited this divine healing over you. Hallelujah. Do you know that you are healed by his stripes? Do you know that the Lord Jesus paid the price for your sickness and disease? Do you know that the Lord Jesus took authority over that in the name of Jesus? Do you know that you have the authority to say no? Do you know that you have the authority to tell your mind and imagine things? You know what, God? I don't feel I'm healed. I feel my pain here. I can't function properly. I'm losing balance. But the word of God tells me that by Jesus' wounds, you were healed. Amen. When Jesus paid the price for you, he paid it in full. He didn't pay it halfway. He paid it in full. Yes. So by his wounds, you were already healed. So you have the authority, amen, to speak over your life. You have the authority to speak over your body. You have the authority to tell this pain, you got to go in the name of Jesus, because you don't belong there in Jesus' name, because the Holy Spirit is giving life to my body. It's giving life to my heart. It's giving life to my lungs. Whatever it is, church, there's divine healing, and you have access to it. It's already yours. You just got to tap into it. You got to imagine yourself healed. You got to imagine yourself healed. Amen. You got to use your imagination. If you can't walk in balance, see yourself walking in balance. And believe me, it's going to happen, because your walk is by faith. You believe things by faith. You may not be walking in balance, but by faith, by the grace of God, hallelujah, eventually that is going to manifest. If you continue to believe and you confess and you declare that healing is mine in the name of Jesus, and no devil in hell can stop me, amen, from the calling that God has given me. So if I want to walk and jump in inside the church, I'm going to do that for the Lord. Amen. Because you have the authority, church. You have the authority. Use your imagination. Amen. I spoke to Michael just maybe a couple months. I said, Michael, in the name of Jesus, you know, you're healed in Jesus' name. And I told Michael, Michael, start seeing the colors inside the church. I am wearing black. I am wearing blue right now. I'm wearing white. And Michael, in the name of Jesus, the Lord has healed you already in Jesus' name. So healing is his. Healing is ours. But we got to put action behind our words. We got to put action behind our faith. And then it will manifest in the natural. I've seen miracles. It will manifest in the natural. You got to believe you have the authority and that you've been healed. Don't let anybody lie to you. By Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Amen.
Amen.
But not only that. Healing is for now. Amen?
Yes.
But not only do you have authority, you have dominion. Do you know that you have dominion over your life, over things? Amen? And so union with Christ gives us dominion. And I want to go to the Old Testament, but I want to come back to the New. Amen? In Genesis 1:28, this is what happened. And I mentioned this a little bit before. Genesis 1:28, it says, then God blessed them, that's Adam and Eve, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. So God had given Adam dominion over things. Amen. But what happened? He sinned. He sinned. And what took place? When Adam sinned, Adam gave Satan dominion when he sinned in the garden. So he gave it back to the enemy. So Adam no longer had dominion. But God, hallelujah, he had a perfect plan in mind. And he said, no, I'm going to take that back. That dominion is going to go back to me. And he took it back by sending his son Jesus. And because his son Jesus died and resurrected on the cross, amen, and now we believers accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, now we have dominion over things. Do you get that? Yes. We have dominion over things now. So union with Christ makes you a master over the enemy. Mm-hmm. Hello, the enemy's under our feet. Did you know that? Yes. Did you know that Jesus defeated the enemy?
Yes.
Why are we so afraid of the enemy? Why are we so afraid of spiritual things? Hallelujah. The enemy is under our feet. Jesus already overcame. He defeated the devil. Hallelujah. See, what happens is the enemy starts scaring you. He starts instilling fear into you. He starts messing with your mind. Amen. And that's why we start becoming afraid and fear starts coming into us. But can I tell you, you have dominion over that. You can say no. You can say, you know what, devil? No, I'm a new creature in Christ. I'm not that little girl anymore. I'm not the woman that I used to be. I'm a new creature in Christ. God made me brand new. God made my spirit brand new. And now I have the authority and the power and the meaning to say no to you. I'm going to use that power. You better believe it. You got to use that power because you're going to need it. And not only do you need it every day. Because every day the enemy's trying to attack. Every day the enemy's trying to come against you. And what happened at resurrection, it gave us dominion back. So today, because of Resurrection Sunday, because of resurrection, and today, remember, today is Pentecost Day. Amen. Today is Pentecost Day. There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But because the resurrection of the Lord, we now have dominion. Amen. Hallelujah. You know how powerful that is? And we forget. And we forget when things come against us. We forget so easily that we have dominion over Satan. We have dominion over the enemy. Satan does not have dominion over us. As a matter of fact, he sees us and he runs. Because he sees the blood of Jesus on us. He sees the seal. We were sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise. He sees it and he's gone. He runs. He runs. So now you have become a master of your own sin. You can say no to it. You can say no to it. We died when Jesus paid the price. And when we accept the Lord, we died to sin. Sin is under us. Sin is beneath us. But the word of God says that Satan comes. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You see? So Satan is always going to and fro. Let me see. Let me see who's not reading the word today. Let me see who I can catch today. Let me see who I can mess with today. Let me see who I can make angry. Let me see if I can use a brother or sister to make somebody else angry. Let me see what I can do. Let me see how weak they are in the Lord. Let me see what they say is really what they're preaching. Let me see. Let me see who I can get today. He's out there. Every day, he's out there. Church, the enemy is out there. He wants to kill your dreams. He wants to destroy your joy. And he wants to kill, destroy, and take away your peace. And you know what? Without peace, there's not much we can do. And we're all there. If I'm not at peace, I'm in chaos. If I'm not at peace, I'm in confusion. So peace is from God, not from man. And you can achieve it by just tapping and being aware Holy God, you're within me. Holy God, you're with me. I'm one with you. I can do it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. So listen, Satan does not have dominion over you. At all. The Father gave Jesus dominion back at Resurrection Sunday. Hallelujah. And when we believe the lies of the enemy, what we're doing, we're allowing Satan to take our dominion back. That's what you're doing. You can't allow that to happen. You got to say no. I said, nope, you're not going to have me. Nope, not today, devil. Nope, not today. You're not messing with me today. Uh-uh. So step back. Just like Jesus told Peter, get away from me, Satan. Get away from me. You're not talking to the person. You're talking to the enemy, to the spiritual realm that is using that person to come against you. So you got to speak out. Speak it out. People get offended, too bad. This is between you and God. This is your life. Amen? This is your life. Amen?
Amen.
They got to wake up and say, oh, my God, am I being used by the enemy? What am I doing? I'm a child of God. I shouldn't bring disunity in the body of Christ. Amen? I shouldn't bring chaos. I shouldn't bring strife. What am I doing? So you have the power. Say no to Satan. You're not speaking to them. You're speaking to the spiritual darkness that's behind them. Amen? Jesus did it to Peter, right? Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of offense. If they did it to the Lord, they're going to do it to you. Don't be afraid. Just walk away from it. Walk away because you know who you are. That's why it's so important for you to know your identity in Christ. Amen. Romans 6:14. Let's go there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It says in the book of Romans 6:14, it says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. We are under grace. Hallelujah. You didn't earn salvation. You didn't work for it. God gifted you. Gifted you. His Spirit. He gifted you with the access to be righteous before him. He gifted you with authority. He gifted you with dominion. Hallelujah. Over sin. He gifted you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So you can say no. Say no. Hallelujah. This is why it's so important for you and I to set our life apart from the world, and set your life fully in God. We cannot. That's why Paul says in Romans 12:1-2, it says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. Remember I told you, your spirit gets renewed, reborn again, but your mind doesn't. That's why we got to work at it. That's why we have to be in the Word of God every day. Every day, be in the Word of God. I don't care if it's one word or one scripture, be in the Word of God, because we got to constantly have our minds renewed. And when our minds are renewed, our bodies will follow. Amen? Amen. But we got to renew our minds. It's a daily thing. If you think you've arrived, because I know I haven't, you're just fooling yourself. Nobody arrives until they get to heaven.
Right.
So every day is a learning day. Every day God should be teaching you something new. Through the Word, God is teaching you something. Through even TV or sometimes Facebook. When it's used in the right way, God can speak to you through Facebook. Amen? But I'm telling you right now, we got to renew our minds and be holy as God was holy. It's the Lord says, be holy for I am holy. If the Lord's telling you to be holy, that means you can do it, because you have dominion over being unholy. You understand? We have dominion over it. We have the authority. We have it. We have what it takes to be disciples, sons and daughters of God. So you got to set yourself apart from the world. You can't be with the status quo. Just because the world is doing it doesn't mean we have to do it. Just because there's like 500 different genders doesn't mean that the church has to have 500 genders. No, there's two genders.
Right.
Male and female. That is it. Two words, male and female. That is it. That's it.
Amen.
We can't change the word. That is it. Male and female. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't be conformed to the world system. We have to remain committed to God. Hallelujah. And always say no to the fleshly, because see, the flesh is going to demand something from you, but something that is not holy, something that is not pure. So just say no to it. You gotta be mindful. You gotta be mindful to do the will of God. We gotta do the will of God. Sometimes I miss it, but I say, Lord, I just want your perfect will to be done. I don't want your permissible will. I want your perfect will to be done in my life. Amen. Because I don't want to miss it. I don't want the church to be delayed or my life to be delayed just because I missed it. So we got to ask for God's perfect will to be done. Let's turn to 1 Peter 5:8. We're almost done. To say that sometimes. Anyway, 1 Peter 5:8. Look at what it says. It says, be sober. You know what? Why don't we start in 7? No, 8 is fine. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? That's why the word is telling you, you got to be alert, church. You got to be alert. You got to keep your mind fit for in the work that God has given you. Got to be alert. You got to be vigilant. You got to watch. You know, pray for discernment. Ask the Lord for discernment, because you got to know who's in front of you. You got to know who wants to deceive you. You got to know the intentions of the heart. Not everybody in on the streets, whether at work, whether at home, not everybody wants you good intentions. Sometimes even, I hate to say this, but sometimes even family members get jealous of the calling that God placed on your life. But they forget that you got a story behind that. That you suffered the same way that Christ did. Maybe not to the degree that that Christ suffered. But man, I've been through some things, church. I've been through some sufferings in my life. I didn't ask for this position. The Lord gave it to me. Amen. But now my walk is to please God. So whatever I do, I want to please him. Whatever I do, I want to step out of the way. Holy Spirit, take over. Take over. Do I miss it sometimes? Oh, yeah, I do. Because sometimes I allow this flesh to get in the way. But I wake up. And I get a nudge from the Holy Spirit. Hey, what you doing? I said, that's right. And I get back in. But I get back in. I don't stay there. I don't stay on the floor. I don't stay defeated. I get right back up. And Lord, just use me for your glory. Lord, use me for your glory. It's about you, God. It's not about me. Amen. So we got to keep our minds fit with the walk that God has given you. God has given us each and every one a call, a purpose. He's given us a destiny. Are you walking in what the Lord gave you? Are you walking? If you open your hands, God already has placed something in your hands for you to do. You got to plow now. You got to serve. Use whatever the Lord gave you. I don't care if it's just writing or recording. Doesn't matter what it is. There's no insignificance in God.
Right.
Every role in the church is important. Just like your role, maybe cleaning a church, is just as important as the role as a pastor, amen, as a worship leader. There is no grades in the church. What we have is a race. We have a race. We have a generation. We have all types of bodies. We have different nations represented here. But at the end of the day, we're one. We're one. We are all united in Christ. You're not better than me. I'm not better than you. God doesn't take favoritism. It doesn't matter whether you're male or female. If God called a woman preacher, then he's called a woman preacher. If God called a man preacher, then he's called a man preacher. God doesn't take favoritism. He doesn't separate both. He sees them both the same. Amen. The level of maturity that we have, well, how deep are you in the word? You want to build your faith just like maybe Pastor so-and-so or Preacher so-and-so or Bishop so-and-so or Elder so-and-so? You want to then get into the Word. You know, if they're telling you, well, I'm in the Word every day, and you want to mature in Christ, get in the Word and increase your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. Every one of us here got the same level of faith when we accept the Lord. Every one of us, God gave us all the same measure of faith. He didn't give me more than he gave you, and he didn't give you more than he gave me. Amen? And we accepted the Lord. But now, once you accept the Lord, now it's up to you to take dominion and to take the authority and stand righteously before God. Amen?
Amen.
Almost done. I'm sorry. Almost done. James 4:7. Amen. You know, I get excited about the Word. I mean, if you know me, I'm excited. I'm on fire. And it's the fire of the Holy Spirit, you know. I just, you know, I just want to make sure that you get this. Amen. James 4:7 says, therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. But look what it says, draw near to God, the next verse, and he will draw near to you. Amen? You have to have fellowship with God. You have to have communion with God. You got to humble yourself in the eyes of God. And then it says, once you humble yourself and you are submitted, we spoke about surrendering. You spoke about submission to God this morning. You submitted to God and you resist the devil, he's going to go in Jesus' name. He's going to go because he's got no authority or dominion over you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we got to remain in union with God at all times. Because we're no longer slaves to sin. We've been saved. We're free. We're free. We're slaves now to the righteousness of God. That's what we are. And that's the best place to be. To be in right standing with God is the best place that we can be as children of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Almost on, I promise. Ephesians 1:3. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I said, don't think about what you're doing after church. Amen. It was purpose for saying that. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1:3 says, look at this. Blessed be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen. Do you think we're living in heaven right now? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. This is heaven right here. Heaven. The Lord came from heaven. The Lord went back to heaven. But heaven is here right now. If the Lord is with God the Father, guess what? And he's here. We're living in heaven right now. We're living the goodness of God.
Amen.
You have been equipped with every spiritual blessing, church. And in anything and everything you need right here, you have access to. You have access to everything. It was made available through Christ. You have access to it. You have access to every single thing that God has given you. If you need it, God already gave it to you. He already gave you access for it. Amen. Hallelujah. So access to all of heaven's resources. There's a multitude of resources. The Word of God itself, this is life. You want to live life properly? This is the Word. Whenever you speak the Word jumps at you. It is living. It changes you. It transforms you if you allow it. The Word fills your life, church. And what the Word does, as you walk in that holiness of God, amen, you start becoming more like Jesus. You start modeling more like the Lord Jesus Christ. We were made in his image. And what Jesus wants us to do is to model him. Model him right now in this world. There's a lot of people suffering right now. A lot of people suffering in silence. A lot of people suffering in sickness and disease. God wants to free that from you. Amen. God wants you to be a vessel and share the word of God with others. That in Christ, yes, you can. In Christ, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, because he's giving you every spiritual blessing that is under the sun. Amen. Through Christ. He's done it. He's done it. God gave you eternal life, but not just so you could go to heaven and be with Jesus. No, it was much more than that. So that you could be with him and know him right now. Right now. Now is the time of salvation. Not tomorrow. Not tonight. It's right now. It's the time for you to be saved, for you to be freed from all the lies of the enemy. Amen. We've been defeated for too long, but in Christ, the veil is removed. Amen. And we see the light now. We see the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So we cannot allow religion, we cannot allow traditions of this world or the society to cheat you from the goodness of God. The goodness of God from the inheritance that you have with God the Father. Do you know that you have an inheritance? God the Father, we know where we're going, but yes. In the time being, the goodness of God is right here. He's right here. He's right here with us. Now we have relationship with God the Father. That is amazing, to be able to pray to God the Father, to be able to talk to him, to have Jesus Christ interceding for us on a daily basis, 24/7. No, God, I already paid the price for him, for her. We are standing with Christ. Amen. We are in good position with the Lord. And let me tell you, just like he did, the Lord did, he poured out his spirit. In the Asbury University, oh my goodness, like 2 months ago? My Lord, do you know that it lasted 16 days? The outpouring? Well, let me tell you something. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit is right here, right now. The Spirit of the Lord is within us. Within us. You want more? Continue to pray. You want to see more? Continue to pray. When the Lord says, the greater works than these you will do in my name, guess what? You will do in his name. The greater works I will do in his name. The greater works you will do in his name. Hallelujah. And the Lord said, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know when he said that? He was talking then too. Because he poured out his spirit during Pentecost. That same spirit is right here.
Amen.
The same spirit is right here.
Amen.
There's an outpouring of the Holy Spirit right here. There's an atmosphere of the Lord right here, right now. Amen?
Amen.
You don't have to wait for it. It's here.
Amen. Yes.
It's here. Revival is here. Awakening is here. Do you know who you are in Christ? Do you know that you are united with Christ? Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus united you with God the Father. Hallelujah. So you can live in him. You can live and I can live in him, so that we can live through him.
Amen.
So that we can live through him. Amen. We're living through God. We're living through God. God is within us. God is in us. God is in through us. Amen. He is in us and through us. Hallelujah. 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 If you want to see what you look like, look in the mirror. And when you look in the mirror, you're going to see Jesus, because you are the light of Jesus. You are the light of the world. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And it's available for you today. The Lord is available for you today.
Amen.
Jesus is not the only way to the Father. Hallelujah. But he is also the way of life. You got to see that he is the way of life. He is the truth and the life. Nobody comes through the Father except through me, he says.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
So your life has been made righteous in Christ. It has given you authority. You have dominion now. In church, there's no greater life. There's no greater life than to live a life lived in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Than to live a life in Jesus Christ. There's no greater life. Amen.
Yes.
And if you're living in the life of Christ, you are blessed.
Yes.
with every spiritual blessing. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And that is the good news of the Lord today. Amen. That is his message. The Lord has empowered you with righteousness. You have dominion and you have the authority. Amen. Use it for the glory of God. Use it for the glory of God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, just thank you, Holy Spirit. Just thank you, Holy Spirit. Just thank you, hallelujah, for the outpouring of your anointing this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just want to make a special invitation. If you never received the Lord Jesus, if you feel that you're not united with Christ right now, if you feel you have gone astray, I wanna make an invitation. Come up. We will pray the sinner's prayer. Let me tell you, it is the best decision I made in 1997 to receive the Lord Jesus as King over my life, and my life has never been the same. Amen. Amen. Have I had sufferings and pains and losses? Yes, but the peace of God overcame all that. Amen. Knowing where my home is giving me the peace that I need. Amen. Knowing that every day my walk is by faith is giving me the peace that I need to walk things out. Amen. So if you never received the Lord, I invite you to come up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have, that means you're a believer, and that means this word was for you. Amen. Amen. This word was for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Does anybody need prayer? Amen. The Holy Spirit is speaking. There's divine healing in the room right now. Amen. If you need prayer right now, let me know. Raise your hand. I'll come to you. You don't have to come here. I'll come to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Anybody else? Does anybody else need prayer? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You want to come up? Come up. Amen. Yeah.
You need prayer. Come on. Don't be shy. Come on up.
Yeah, come on up.
Pastor's here. She's going to lay hands on you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. The Lord is here.
God answers prayer. You've had a good message from the Lord.
Yes.
A good message. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God's word was spoken today.